Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As if Americans don't have enough to deal with, we're saddled with a brain-dead moron as a president. When I golf, I go out with buddies, and golf is a difficult sport. It's a difficult sport. It's the reason why athletes from other sports are so enamored with Tiger Woods, as an example, or any good golfer. Years ago, one of my friends, his name is Everett Rochon, one of the classiest black dudes I've ever met, one of the classiest dudes. And Everett said, Kevin, if you're going to golf, he says, be good at it. He goes, don't go out there and represent us in the wrong way. And he was so right. It's amazing to me what happens when you go out and you're playing with a bunch of, 70-year-old white guys who are former executives or whatever, and you strike the ball off the tee, and they're like, whoa. They're like, this guy can play. I've seen that. A guy said to me the other day, he goes, how do you keep your head in the same spot? Like, he goes, that's just a marvel. You know, of course, I was striking the ball like a champ. And I said, that's just the way I learned. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The point I'm making is this. They can set up the golf course in such a way that it's very difficult. So I'll give you an example. They don't cut the third tier grass. So when your ball goes in the grass, it just goes down to the bottom. There are courses that don't maintain, the course well enough, and that happens. Maybe the greens are in horrible shape. They've got decay. They get a fungus sometimes. The reason why it came up is we were playing on this green, and it was sandy and bumpy and all this. And so we implement the rule. If you land on the green, you give yourself a two. And this guy was trying to be a purist. But you were putting through sand and bumps and aeration marks and all this, and he wanted to be a purist. And I said, look, golf is tough enough. You can't be a purist when the things are against you. What do you think the pros are playing on? They play on very predictable surfaces. See, that's what we want. We want to be pros in politics. We want to be able to predict that everything's going to be fair. That not only is it going to be fair, there are going to be marshals and people. And here's the best part, and why golf is such a great analogy. The players will do it themselves. The players will say, oh, my ball moved. Even on the most crazy things where people have lost a shot or whatever, they go, well, I did ground the club or whatever. They self-correct. That is why it's considered a gentleman's sport. Now, you may play with people that, give it a foot wedge or whatever. And let's face it, if you're not trying to make the tour, I don't care how you improve your lie. Pardon the pun. But in the real world of golf, it's super fair. And you know who is the chief purveyor of fairness? The player. So we as the citizens, it is our responsibility to be the most fair. But you know what we expect from our government? We expect them to give us a course that we can play on, that we can predict, that we know the game is not going to be against us. The pin placements will be where you can actually make the play. We're not going to put it there where you got to, get a penalty stroke or whatever. We're going to make the game fair because it's already tough enough. And you know what this is a metaphor for, folks? For life. Life is tough enough. Too many kids don't realize the best part of your life when you have not a care in the world is when you are a child. Now, if you're smart, you will understand that as you come out of childhood and you start to gain responsibilities, the best part of your life is when you begin to control it. When you determine what it is you want to earn for a living. When you determine what hours you want to keep. When there's nobody regulating you any longer. You are no longer mommy and daddy's, you know, little boy or little girl or whatever you decide to call yourself, you are put thrust into the world, and now either one of two things is going to happen. You're going to define who you are, or the world is going to define who you are. Well, do you want to know what the world is doing to most kids these days and most people? The world is defining them. And this is why I talked about this the other day. Kids are like, I want to use my own pronoun, then you're going to use my pronoun. I'm not using your pronoun. I'm not going to if you can define yourself however you want, I'm going to treat you with respect, and that's it. You're not going to rely on me to boost your ego. If mommy and daddy didn't teach you how to do it, if you didn't learn it on your own, don't expect Kevin Jackson to do it. By the way, you are listening to Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is a metaphor for life. Life is what you make it. And despite us having a brain-dead moron for a president, do you know what conservatives are doing? We say we will act. We will define ourselves. I'm not going to accept what you think of me. Just because I follow Christ poorly, but just because I do, doesn't mean I'm some sanctimonious anti-this, anti-that. I'm anti-nothing until you make me that. If you want me to be anti-you, do something negative. Do something despicable. Then I'll become anti-you. But until then, you have a fair shake. And I don't care what you look like or anything. And I've demonstrated that my whole life. So have you. Most of you, I know you've done this. Anyway, Joe Biden hasn't. And here's the problem with Joe Biden. Even when he's caught, his minions will do anything to protect this man, despite the country burning to the ground, despite the golf course being so jacked up you can't even play. I'll never forget, I played this little rinky-dink course. It was like $7. I went, oh, you got to play that. And I swear to you, it was like playing in somebody's park. They didn't keep anything up. I swear, I can't even describe this. To call it a golf course was a joke. At one point, I'll tell you how bad it was. I didn't know where the green was. I'm looking on this little card, and it says the green is whatever. I hit in a whole other direction, and the guys go, where are you hitting? And I said, oh, they go, the green's over there. And I went, who would know that? They go, we know. Well, it's their course. They played it all the time. So they knew the tricks. But if you were just out there, you wouldn't know it. And it was, to call it a green was a joke. It was not a green. See, that's our problem, folks. We got a group of people setting up a golf course using whatever rules they want. And we can't play with it because we think we're going to go there and play with the rules. We got more to talk about. A lot of good things I'm going to be telling you about yourselves today, folks. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden has set fire to our golf course. He hasn't taken care of the greens. He hasn't taken care of the fairways. He hasn't taken care of the tee boxes. I know you guys are, Kevin, what's with the golf thing? I love golf. Love to play. If you want to get my attention, say, Kev, let's play some golf when you're in town. And I'm there. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden's bad news is great news for us because they cannot possibly cover up all the damage that is being done. There are two terms now being bantied about when it comes to Joe Biden. Bidenflation and Bidenomics. And neither term is good. Welcome again, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. There was a study done. The vast majority of Americans, they say, are cutting back because of rising inflation, a.k.a. Bidenflation brought on by Bidenomics. Provident Bank based in New Jersey, released a report. They found that roughly 83% of the people surveyed have cut back on personal spending due to inflation, with about 23% that said they have made drastic changes to their spending. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you are among the 83%. I'm going to bet that overwhelmingly in my audience, of that 83%, I'm going to say 95% of you are in that 83%. You are all cutting back. And the reason why I know this is because I know human nature. I was figuring it out the other day. Gas prices being what they are. My son had to go to a baseball practice. Then he had to go to a weight room deal that they do after. Like, it's called performance something. And so he does the baseball practice twice a week, performance thing twice a week. Baseball practice is 20 minutes from my house. The performance thing is 30 minutes from my house. Then on the weekends, he will have the last weekend he had 4 days of tournaments. They play one game per day, which really hacked me off because that's four trips. So that is a total of eight trips. Every one of them, I'm going to say a minimum of 2 gallons of gasoline. So averaging, just using 2 gallons of gasoline for eight trips, 16 gallons of gasoline times $6 a gallon. And you start getting an idea of how much money it costs. This is every week. This is my son's habit. This is not like my little crack habit. This is his habit. I don't do crack, by the way. That's a joke. But you get what I'm saying? His drug of choice is baseball. He's got to go to practice and the gym and all that. Add to that my little trips to the gym with him, because he goes 4 days a week with me to the gym. Luckily, it's only about 12 minutes away. I'd say half a gallon of gas, but four times a week. So we do that. I will put it to you this way. The other day I got ready to go out, and normally I don't care. I'll go, I'll take my dry cleaning next time, or I'll do this. Here was my trip. I wanted to hit golf balls, just practice. I wasn't going to play. I wanted to go to the gym. I needed to drop off my dry cleaning, and I needed to wash my car. Also, on my grocery list, I had two items. I was making some salsa. I had two items I needed. I was making a list of, it was the mother of all lists, the Moal. That list was, okay, start out up here, go check the mail, boot over here 3 miles away to go do this, then jog over here to go do this, car jog, not me jog. And then, dude, I had seven items, seven locations to go to, and I made sure I planned it out. I haven't plotted a trip in a long time, but because of where things are, I had to plot it. Because here's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to have to go back, because it was going to cost me another half a gallon or gallon of gas. We had to do something the other day. I don't remember what it was. And I remember thinking, I'll tell you what it was. I was, golf is now cheap in Arizona because in the summer nobody wants to play. So there was a course I could play that I've been wanting to play, and it was like $25, but I'd have to drive, say, 40 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes each way. So I was going to spend about a gallon and a half going and a gallon and a half coming back. So roughly $9 going and $9 coming back, $18. I'm telling you what's going on in my brain, because I hadn't done this before. So the course was $25, and then it was going to be $18. Or I could play a course near me that was $25 that I play all the time, but it was only going to be a quarter gallon of gas. As much as I wanted to play the other course, I figured in my head it's roughly $15 more for me to play that course, or, you know, $16-17 more. So I'll just play local. That is how I figured out, did I want to play? And I didn't. I didn't drive. I didn't want to waste my time. I didn't want to waste the money. And I don't remember the last time I factored something like that in, but I did. The poll found that 10.5% of those people surveyed reported eliminating all non-essential purchases. Have you done this? Have you said, look, I'm done with this? I'll tell you what I did. I said to my son the other day, I go, if we're out and you don't have a water or a drink, a Gatorade from our house, we're not buying it. Oh, what are you talking about, Dad? I'm like, I'm not going to spend $1.99 for a bottle of water or Gatorade when we've already bought it for 25 cents a unit from the grocery store. You want it, it comes from the house. I'm not buying it. Another thing I'm not doing, I don't buy any beer or water on the golf course or whatever. If I don't bring it, I ain't having it. You start to cut back. Now, what's happening when that money comes out of circulation? The girl who sells beer and water on the golf course is going, well, that's one cheap Negro. Yeah, I used to not be. Not before Joe Biden. I want to hand him a sticker and say, Joe Biden did this. Joe Biden. Bidenflation, Bidenomics. They go on. They say 71.7% have made at least some change to personal travel habits. I just told you mine. I had friends that said, well, Kevin, we were planning on driving for this vacation, but now with the cost of gasoline, we may fly. Can you believe it? Flying may be cheaper than driving? Whoa! They're like, well, we're looking at flights. It might be cheaper to fly, you know, less inconvenient as well. He said, when asked about which price increases on regularly purchased products or services have hurt consumers the most, gasoline, groceries, and clothing were among the most frequently mentioned items. More than 50%, 53.3%, now say they spend between $101 to $500 more per month on groceries. Think about that number, $100 to $500. So you're spending over $1,000 a month to up to $6,000 a year more because of Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
President Biden met virtually on Friday with Democrat governors to discuss abortion. USA Radio News. It's the 4th of July holiday weekend and many families are hitting the road. Josh Zuber with AAA says there's pent-up demand for travel, but with problems in the friendly skies, people are turning to their cars.
We're actually going to see a record number of folks driving to their destination.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. It's predicted about 42 million people are traveling on vacation this weekend by car. 10% of all Army National Guard soldiers have yet to get COVID-19 shots past the official deadline. Defense officials say about 30,000 of those soldiers are now facing financial penalties or discharge. About 14,000 Guard members have refused to be vaccinated, and about 7,000 have requested exemptions. However, officials say some unit commanders may be allowed to let unvaccinated soldiers continue receiving pay while the Army Guard struggles to meet recruiting goals. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you cutting back? Do you know people cutting back? I mean, buying stuff that you used to buy. I can tell you, my family, we are on a budget. It's like, okay, you know, spending, I would say conservatively, $500 a month more in gasoline. Conservatively, $300 to $500 more in groceries. $1,000 a month, if you take both of those numbers at the high end, $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year Joe Biden costs me. Ask me, am I getting more money? Am I getting a raise somewhere? Is more money coming in to offset that? Short answer, no. Thanks, folks, for doing what you do to support us. In a time of pretty rough times for all of us, you know what some of you do? You go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and you donate. Some of you go there, and you don't want to be on the grid, so you send me a check. And some of you, Venmo, you do all kinds of clever ways, and you know what? You don't have to, but you do it. Many of you have supported Backstage Club, and the reason you've done it, not because you're getting such a big benefit of it. Yeah, you get a discount in our merch store. You're going to get discounts to events. Some of you will get into events for free. Some of you are going to get time with me when I'm in town, whatever. Not that I think that's a big deal, but you know, it is my time, and I consider it precious. But you do it not because you're guaranteed to get anything. You do it because you're good, quality people, and you say, Kevin, I appreciate what you and your team are doing. And I'm not going to lie to you. We deserve it. We've got Ariel and Christian going to D.C. to be in the Hillsdale Feeder Program for us. We are going to change these kids' lives thanks to you. We've got 4 other kids in our program now, 2 more than when I talked about it the other day, that are going to get a scholarship, get to our program. It costs $1,250. We don't make any money on this. We send it to a group that we've worked out a deal with that's cheaper. They not only do they get what this company offers, they get it cheaper, and they get more services that we negotiated. Why were we able to negotiate it? Because the guy that owns it is a friend of mine. So he put a special plan together for us to get kids into college for the cheapest amount of money possible. If you've got a daughter or a granddaughter that you want to go to college, you should go to my, you should contact me and say, Kevin, help us out. And I will practically guarantee you, we're going to save you, your family thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. We're going to make sure your kid gets the right degree plan and choose the right school for the best possible outcome. And oh, by the way, you don't want your kid to go to college? We'll test them for that, and we'll get them the vocational school, and we'll get them money for that too. That's what our program does. The program costs $1,250. Let me tell you something. If knowing what I know about college, I know practically every friend that I have, I would say to you, that would be the $1,250 best money you've ever spent. It would save you thousands, if not ten thousands of dollars that you sent your kid to the wrong school to use a degree that 73% of people don't use their degree when they graduate. Would you like me to save you some grief and time? That's what we do. So, as opposed to cutting back, how about we save you money? We have a program, a prescription drug program. You can go to the website. If you're spending $100, $200 a month in prescription drugs, I can practically guarantee you we're going to get you back $50, $100 a month. Not much, right? But who should it go to? The pharmaceutical companies? Some bureaucrat that's siphoning something off the top? How about it go back in your pocket? I don't make anything on it. It's a service we bring to you. Go do it. It's worth it. I promise you. We've done it. Up until the point of my father-in-law dying, he was saving over $600 a month using this program. So look, if you're cutting back, cut back. But figure out ways to get back. How about that? Consumers, they say, are hit. But besides gasoline and groceries and clothing, which I talked about last segment, baby products, meat, which, you know, technically is groceries, utilities, household goods, milk, again, technically groceries, and alcohol, adding the most to their monthly bill. So they're looking at the individual things. What's adding the most? Meat, utilities, household goods, milk, and alcohol. The cutback in spending comes as consumer prices has risen at the fastest pace in four decades, and the producer price index saw a 10.6% increase in the past year. So the producers have seen an increase in the cost of their raw materials. What do you think's happening to you? If their raw materials went up 10.8% or their service, whatever their offering is, how much do you think they're passing on? You think they're passing on 10.8%? It says, while some consumers have cut back on some non-essential spending, like dining out and unnecessary travel, others reported much more drastic changes, such as, get this, skipping meals, conserving water, eliminating meat from their diets. People are feeling an immense amount of financial pressure. This report was surveyed for 600 adults. People are feeling this pressure. And if the Democrats think January 6th is going to take this pressure away, if they think Roe v. Wade is going to interfere, ooh, we got a battle cry. Keep thinking it. Tesla, richest man in the world, says, I'm laying off employees. 200 employees of the company's autopilot team, I think that's where the car drives itself. They laid them off. I don't know if you guys know this. Tesla is looking at doing a humanoid robot. I would love to get a humanoid robot built by Elon Musk, wouldn't you? They said the now laid off employees work on autopilot features for the Tesla's cars and looked at vehicle data on the feature. So again, these are the ones that we're looking at, the self-driving cars, and they're being laid off. But some of them, they say, are going to switch to different places or whatever. But this is Elon Musk making the comment, I'm going to start pulling in my horns. One of the most successful companies ever. I made money in their stock, but I wish I'd kept it. I sold it. Elon Musk, one of the most successful entrepreneurs ever. A true revolutionary. And he's saying, under Joe Biden, under these Democrat policies, I have to scale back. They said this, and this is not news, but it's every day, every time they mention it, it becomes more and more real. Tesla, they said, is looking into cutting its workforce and putting a freeze on hiring. They're not looking into it. They did it. He says, Elon Musk says he wants to cut the company's workforce by 10%, freeze all hiring. And let me tell you, the son of one of our good friends went to work for Tesla. I'm so glad he got in under the wire. Number one, he deserves it. He's a great kid. But he got a fantastic job that's tailor-made for him. And this is an interesting kid. Maybe I'll interview him one day. He's never had a vaccination. And it's funny, as a kid growing up, you know, I remember going to school. I remember being at Tynan Elementary, and they gave me a shot. No, I take that back. I was at my preschool, and I remember going in the room. They had all the kids, and some of them crying because they were giving us the shot, and they used the gun. I remember that, the vaccinations. We all had to have it, and we just lined up like little sheep. Little black sheep. I wouldn't do it again now to save my life. All my kids are vaccinated, but I'm not getting any. If I had another kid, he would not get vaccinated. That's just a fact. And they turned out fine. But I don't trust the government for anything anymore. Anyway, Tesla's going to cut. And the point I'm making about all this is the wealthiest man in the world, running one of the most successful companies in the world, is saying, in the time of Joe Biden and Team Demento, I'm cutting back. Now, if that's not enough of a warning sign for you as an individual, shame on you. Because they said 83% of people are cutting back. 17% of people are either too rich or too stupid. Because you would be crazy not to be scaling back right now. Just saying. This is what Joe Biden has built. Joe Biden has the money flow is going, that's the impact of this, I'm telling you, is going to be devastating. I've talked many times on this program about how money must flow. And what the Fed does is it balances how to keep money in circulation. You don't want people saving up a bunch of money. You want them saving a certain amount in order to go do something. I'm saving for a rainy day, or I'm saving for a vehicle purchase, or I'm saving for a home, I'm saving to start a business. What Joe Biden has done is he has put the kibosh on things where people are saying, my money is freezing where it is. It's not going to circulate. Bad news.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Worst stock market in 52, first half market in 52 years, stock market. I'll start over. Worst stock market, first half stock market. Did I start over again? No. Worst first half stock market in 52 years. I will get this out. Oh, my goodness. I told you, Joe Biden ran on a year of muscle memory of Donald Trump, then kicked in Joe Biden's stuff. Worst first half stock market in 52 years. It's given back all its profits from when Trump was president. And now you're starting from scratch. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Warned everybody. I'm not going to cover this today. I'll cover it another time, probably after the 4th, because we'll have an idea of what else Joe Biden has ruined by that time. But let me give you some things to think about. According to Pew, roughly 8 in 10 U.S. adults say there is at least some discrimination against transgender people in our society. A majority favor laws that would protect transgender individuals from discrimination in jobs, housing, public spaces. By the way, all those things already exist. They already exist. But here's the thing. At the same time, 60% say a person's gender is determined by their sex at birth. Up from 56% in 2021 and 54% in 2017. So we're making gains in sanity. 60% of the people are sane. They understand that you are who you are when you're born. Now, if you're a boy or a girl and you decide you want to be another gender when you're 18 years old, when you can make that decision, more power to you. I don't care. But this fascination that people have with it is just ridiculous. I'm hitting you with some stuff to, because we don't have a lot of time in this segment. So I want you just to get a few little snippets. Because we're going to get into some other stuff that I think is very important in the second hour. It has to do with Donald Trump. And it will blow your mind. The perspective I'm going to give you, I hope, will make you think differently. Anyway, here's our next data point. Joe Biden dropped to a new low in poll numbers. Real Clear Politics' average of polls showed Biden's job approval rating plummeting to 38%, they said, for the first time since he became installed as a puppet president a little more than 17 months ago. Biden approval at a new low in the RCP average. Disapproval at a new high. Tom Bevin, I golfed with Tom Bevin not long ago. Well, it's been over a year ago. Says that at a time when the economy is feeling the pinch of rising inflation, high gas prices, Biden numbers on the economy are similarly poor. Job approval in that area, 33.4%. Disapproving, 62%. The numbers examining Biden's handling of foreign policy, immigration, responding to the Wu flu pandemic, not quite so bad, but the prevailing view on the direction the country is going is grim. The average showed that 72.5% of people believe the country headed in the wrong direction, 20.3% say the right direction. One-fifth of the population say it's the right direction. During the 2020 presidential elections, folks, Democrats faked the polls. Despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, Democrats offered that the public hated Trump and loved Biden. And a few fools and tools believed the nonsense. You know, so here's what I always like to remind people to compare. A billionaire bon vivant who brought America back in his first term as president versus an old leftist do-nothing clown. Still, Democrats plastered their fake news media with polls showing Biden leading, all part of a ruse to fix the vote. But it's not going to work for him in the midterms, and likely ever again, because you can't cheat when your candidate sucks. In yet another poll, Biden, Democrats, progressives took a nosedive. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index, a summary of American ratings of current economic conditions and outlook for the economy, here, listen to this, plunged 13 points over the past month to minus 58. Understand that the index goes from plus 100 if all respondents describe the economy as positive, and think it's improving to minus 100 if all describe it as negative and think it's worsening. He's at an all of negative 58. Now, the all-time low was negative 72 in October of 2008. as Bush was ending his disastrous presidency. And even running on the exuberance of the election of baby black Jesus, the index registered minus 64 in February of 2009 during the reign of terror of Barack Obama. So you get an idea of where negative 58 ranks. Negative 58, third worst, negative 64, second worst, negative 72, the worst. But an astonishing 85% of people declared in June that the economy is getting worse. That number, folks, rose from 77%. Are you doing the math? That is an 8% increase in a month about the economy. They missed the record high in 2008 by only 2 points, 87%. Because it was eight, they're 85. We're 85 right now. The percentage of Americans calling conditions poor has risen 8 percentage points in June to 54%. Another Biden record, since this figure represents the first time a majority of Americans has seen this, has seen conditions as poor as since 2009. To put these numbers in perspective, understand that only 11% of people in this country say conditions are good, or less than 1% say the conditions are excellent. That's what came out of that survey. No wonder 1 million plus Democrats left that party, the party of lynching of Negroes, last year to do what? To join in our fight. They get it. How will Democrats figure out what number to program in the next series of votes with the voting machines if they don't have people who are complicit? This is why I keep coming back to, we always have to make sure that the Democrats know that we're on to them, that we have undercover operatives, that if they do anything that anywhere close to mimicking shenanigans, we will investigate. Because as I'm going to talk about in another show, Democrats plan to steal the election. That's what they're going to do. So, you know, I don't know how many polls we can review. Here's what I will tell you about the polls that we're looking at. The polls, no matter where they come from, how they're put together, they lean left. Every poll that we've talked about today is a poll that says Joe Biden is performing the worst since. This index is the worst since. This whatever is the worst since. And here's what I'll tell you about these things. The index is at negative 58. It was negative 64 under Obama, negative 72 under George W. Bush. George W. Bush. Is Joe Biden doing anything, in your opinion, it's going to get this monkey off his back? He's begging Venezuela in the Middle East for oil when we were energy independent. He has investigations that if there's any real justice in this country, that will not only get his son, but will get him. He's got an economy that he has shredded. Few manufacturing jobs. Few people that even want jobs, for that matter. Businesses that will not come back. Why? Because entrepreneurs are going, we don't know what this dude will do with monkeypox or a next variant of COVID or whatever. We cannot risk it. Joe Biden has backed himself into a corner that he cannot get out of. These numbers will get worse. And he can roll back gas taxes. He can put Band-Aids on bullet holes. But the patient is going to die. And Joe Biden will die with it. And so will the progressive movement. So will the Democrats. And let me tell you something. Even the left, we're not going to talk about it today, but maybe next week. Even the left realize how futile their stances are. They're screaming out. How many of them are going to get heard? People are asking us, Kevin, why don't you, get some of these people and let's attract these. I don't like Democrats. I don't trust them. Didn't we play that clip the other day of the girl who said, let's get some infiltrators? No, we have strong enough conservatives with a track record of conservatism. That's what I want. But Let me just tell you, the Democrats can only win if they cheat with voting machines. And nobody's going to trust them. And here's the worst part for the Democrats. Even their own party is sick of dealing with doom and despair.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.